today the communion antiphon quotes the word of St. Paul to the Hebrew, saying, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So Jesus Christ, not only of yesterday or the future, but today, Jesus Christ is present among us. We thank our Heavenly Mother gave birth to our Lord. At the same time, we share also the same gift to Our Lady. When I was studying in Rome, I met a Lutheran pastor. His name is Dieter Fürst. One of his talks to us, since he's Lutheran, they said him talk about our Heavenly Mother. But he said very clearly, he said, today I'm living together with you Catholics. I really understand each of us Christians are sharing the same goal of Our Lady, the same vocation. He said, Our Lady gave birth of Christ to the world. Today, we Christians, when we share our love with one another, we bring Christ among us. He quotes St. Matthew chapter 18, verse 20. Where two or three are united in my name, I am in your midst. So that's the core belief of Catholic and Christian religion. We have Christ among us, not only yesterday or future, but today. So today is a new day. Also in a particular way, today is a new day, the first day of the year. But very important, don't look back too much on the past, neither future. Jesus wants us also live well every day, carry a cross on a daily basis. So today is a real gift, grace for each one of us. So don't lose all the opportunities to live our calling. Our calling is like our Heavenly Mother, to bring Christ to the world, in the family, in the place where you work, in the marketplace, on the stairs, in the lifts, everywhere we are all called to be simple, open heart. God allow something happen or something difficult, some crosses, but they are not obstacles. They are the means that we trust more, not in ourselves, in the Lord. Jesus understands this. On the last day of his life, in the Garden of Gethsemane, the three of his disciples were sleeping. He called them up and awake, stay with me. You see, Jesus knows that sometimes we are afraid, we don't want to watch, don't want to open our eyes. But he said, look at me, I am with you. And many times he told his disciples, don't be afraid. Go into the deep. Because the whole night, the disciples had no catching. In the morning, Jesus told them, go into the deep. That's St. Luke chapter 5, verse 4. But then Peter says, okay, since I have nothing, so I just listen to you, I go. Returning back, full of gifts, full of fishes, he kneeled down before Jesus and said, Jesus, sorry, I am a sinner, please lead me. I think he said, a sinner, because in the beginning he stout. Because he is a fisherman. Jesus is only a carpenter. He has no knowledge of catching fish. But he said, go into the deep. Luke chapter 5, verse 4. But then, verse 5, that's Peter's experience. Lord, I'm a sinner. So let us trust once more. That's why the message of Sister Faustina, that each one of us trust in the Lord, trust not in ourselves. Of course, we have to make an effort to work better, but without Jesus, we can't do anything. So at the beginning of the new year, we ask special grace for each one of us that we can fulfill the call of God for each one of us on a daily basis to fulfill the will of God for each one of us. So in this way, we pray, please stand. I believe in one God,